morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about acreage reporting dates. The Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2017 crops and land uses, including newly enrolled CRP, must annually be certified by following the form FSA 578, which is a report of commodities, by July 15th. Crop certification reports are required for producers who will enroll in the ARC PLC programs, as well as commodity loans, loan deficiency payments, conservation programs, and the non-insured crop disaster assistance programs, and the livestock forage disaster programs. In most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for program compliance. Also needed for the acreage report are planting dates, type and variety of crop, and accurate acreages. It's a producer's responsibility to accurately report acreages and the producer's share or risk in the individual crops. Discrepancies found later may affect their eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. 578s filed after July 15th will be charged a minimum late filing fee of $46 per farm. If a producer will be reporting prevented planting or failed acreage, please visit your crop insurance agent before reporting the acreage to FSA. In Iowa, June 15th is the deadline to report prevented corn. For prevented soybeans, the date is June 30th. Producers may also report newly enrolled CRP acreage and the 2017 perennial forages now. Unless continually certified, December 15th of last year, 2016, was the deadline to report your 2017 forage crops, but any new forage planted this spring can be certified without being required to pay the late certification fee. To save time and ensure efficient service, we appreciate and highly encourage appointments for scheduling and completing your FSA program activities. Call or stop by for yours today. Now, Conservation Reserve Program and Cover Maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began May 15th and runs through August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed their mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded they need to turn in their cost share billings to their local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If the mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, producers are reminded they need to complete their mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before the 30th of September of this year. Now, 2017 FSA County Committee elections. Nomination period for the Cass County Committee and all county committee elections begins June 15th. Nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the county office by the close of business on the 1st of August. County committees are unique to FSA and allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation at the local level. Here in Cass County, we're actively seeking nominees for the local administrative area 2, which encompasses Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria townships. If you reside in any of these townships and are involved with a farm as an owner, operator, or other tenant, please consider serving your fellow producers on the county committee. Annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on the Farm Service Committee is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or a long-term producer, whether you have a large or small operation. Elected county committee members serve a 3-year term and are responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues, which ensures the needs of local producers are met. Committee meets about once a month, and members are paid for their time and reimbursed for their mileage expenses. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign the form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers may nominate themselves or others as candidates. Organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the county committees. For more information or to complete an application, please contact our office. And finally, guaranteed loans. FSA guaranteed loans allow lenders to provide ag credit to farmers who do not meet lenders' normal underwriting criteria. Farmers and ranchers can apply for a guaranteed loan through a lender, and the lender arranges for the guarantee. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of the principal and interest on a loan. Guaranteed loans can be used for both farm ownership and operating expenses. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct or repair buildings, develop farmland, to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. Guaranteed operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, farm chemicals, insurance, and other operating expenses. FSA can guarantee farm ownership and operating loans up to $1,399,000. Repayment terms vary. They depend upon the type of the loan, the collateral, and the producer's ability to repay that loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and farm ownership loans are not to exceed 40 years. For additional program information, loan applications, and other materials relating to guaranteed loans or other loan financing opportunities, please contact the Cass County FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.